Welcome to Laugh It Up Fuzzball. I am Joe the Wookiee Riot. Welcome to the podcast where we talk about life, the universe, and everything, but mostly geek stuff. A place where we get to let our geek flag fly and talk about all things geek. As I've said before, this isn't an amalgamation of geek news or a comprehensive guide to all genres or the world of geekdom. Hopefully it's just a fun place to cover some geek news, comics, The Simpsons, Star Wars, or whatever randomness finds its way onto the recording. But let us get started. Welcome to level 110 of the podcast. Hey friends, Joe the Wookiee right here saying hello. And hey, I've got a surprise for you. You thought you were getting another solo episode, and it's not happening. Hey guys, you're here. Say hello.
Hello.
Yeah, so that I was gonna say the sultry tone's coming from my right, but that makes no sense because it's a listening show. It's Blue.
Hi,
Blue Wolf D.
That's right.
Yeah.
Drawn away.
And then also, coming back to the podcast, it's been a little bit since he was on it, Justin.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, that's right. And oh, Justin even got a superhero name today, the sidekick of Brown Lightning. He is Nappy Bear.
Nappy Bear.
Oh, Bear. And that is not because he's one of my friends of color. It is because he fell asleep in the car on the way to a thing that we went to.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's sleepy. But Sleepy Bear, that's... I don't know. Sleepy Bear just doesn't instill fear, but you're like, I'm Nappy Bear. And they're like, I don't know if I should say anything about it. Yeah, and with Justin, it is officially, that's not the title of the podcast, but it's definitely Black It Up Fuzzball.
Yes, yes.
It is. Yeah, but we said that's probably not a good title to put up on the internet.
No. Funny,
people might misunderstand, but Justin did laugh. But here's the deal. I got tons of school stuff to do, and we hung out, so we're like, hey, we'll just record. We'll record and catch up Joe the Wookiee Riot on all the geeky news.
Yes.
And there's lots of it. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of it. But we're not going to get this episode done if I keep saying the word lots.
Yeah.
So are we ready to get started?
We're ready.
All right.
Yes.
You grab your food to eat, man. You know, you can do your thing and we can talk.
I'll drink, though.
Okay. Well, I don't want you to have to wait like an hour to eat your food.
It needs to cool down.
You'll be okay? Yeah. All right. Well, if you're like, oh, I'm starving, we need to take a pause, we can do that because most people don't even notice when there's pauses. Sometimes people notice like we're be energetic and then they're not. But like, yeah, it's not like there's someone like, I'm tired of all the pauses on the Mother Chucky podcast. It's not. That's not what's happening. Yeah, it's not. It's not Samuel Jackson.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Usually we do pauses and it's a huge success.
Right.
Huge success. On our
join the
yeah.
space
so
in our car driving. It's definitely a bunch of Samuel Jackson impressions
Donald Trump.
And Donald Trump making
speaking
fun of him.
9/11.
Yeah. Sorry, if you're a really huge Trump supporter, you should probably not be listening to at least this podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah,
not
it's not the biggest of fans. We're not.
No,
but this is a geek
fan.
Podcast, so
yeah.
Enough politics for one time.
Yeah.
Yeah, Samuel Jackson, big fan. Samuel Jackson, huge success.
Yeah.
Yes, big fan.
Success.
Yeah, college football players.
Right.
There was a kid named Samuel and one of them, L. Jackson, and they sat together, and it was huge, huge. All right. But we're just going to get going. It's not really fire hose news. I don't know, Justin, you know fire hose news. It's where we're like, I'm going to say it real fast and we'll talk real quick.
Good.
But in the spirit of the fire hose, we'll talk about things as much as we think is appropriate, okay?
Sure.
Yeah. Sweet. All right. So we're just going to get into it. This isn't really Flavor of the Geek. It really isn't Let the Wookiee Win. It's just what me and Blue came up with while Justin was going to get tacos. It's Bluey, Chewy, and the News. Yeah. Yeah, and Justin. That's like a postscript. And Justin! Woo! All right, so the very first thing was some details that FX gave out regarding Why the Last Man,
yes.
Their show. Yeah, they're not going to be calling it Why the Last Man. They're just going to be calling it Why, because apparently that graphically just looks better. So people were like, why? And like, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. It's sort of like The Who,
exactly.
or Doctor Who, or X, or, you
X.
know, or Z. Or,
definitely one of my favorite graphic novels.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
really looking forward to it.
When I lived here, mm-hmm. You read all the ones that I had. It's so good. Incredibly good.
And for me, I read it relatively quickly.
You did. Yeah. You did. You actually read it really cool. We've got Diane Lane, Imogen Poots, Barry Keoghan, Timothy Hutton going to be in there. There's rumors that there's going to be two men, but nobody knows what that means. It could be, you know... could be the dad, basically,
yeah.
If they need it to be of Yorick. It could, and if you don't know why the last man, why short for Yorick.
Mm-hmm.
So, alas, poor Yorick, we knew him well.
And yes, it is very Shakespearean. But
yes, it is very Shakespearean.
Yeah, and ampersand the monkey is going to be partly CGI just because it's a lot. It's a lot to do stuff. But great to have ampersand there. And I'm really excited. FX did a great job with Legion. I'm really looking forward to what they would do with Y, The Last Man.
Same.
Yeah.
I'm really
excited for it. So yeah.
That's great news.
I'd like to, they've got casting.
The greatest ever.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, so many people know about Why the Last Man.
I'm going to throw a memorandum out. No more Trump impersonations if we could help it. Or at least we got to get like 30 minutes down before we throw another one.
We'll do our best.
Yes. I'm going to build a wall around the Trump impersonations. And there he can stay with his fake news and fake statistics.
Got it.
So there we go. Oh, just silly news, but all of Harry Potter is available on Sci-Fi On Demand.
Yep.
So if you're a big pothead, and if you are, you should have listened to the latest. It was like 4 or 5 episodes ago with Ryan and his beautiful librarian wife.
Yes.
Yeah, all about Harry Potter. And then there were some bonus episodes back in the day, like 9 and 10, I think they were, where me and Ryan talked more Harry Potter. So, yeah, we're open to geeks of all persuasions, as evidenced by there was a sports podcast. We did a sports geeks podcast. It was cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is cool.
Hey, Justin, did you see the new Alita Battle Angel trailer? It was the one that came out in June.
It's like a third one?
No, it's the second one. It came out in June.
Okay, so that was the one that I saw, yeah.
Longer, where she finds the suit, like in the spaceship-looking thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, really good. Really cool.
I don't think they needed to do all that stuff with her face, but I can understand why they did it.
Yeah. But I still think she looks really real, even with the big eyes. I think I like the way it looks, and because she's a robot, they can get away with this.
Yeah.
Rose Salazar, Christoph Waltz, I love him as an actor.
Perfect casting for him.
Yeah, Mahershala Ali, I love that dude so much. Yeah. Ed Skrein,
great actor.
Yeah, it looks cool. Robert Rodriguez helming it. I'm really excited, and I don't know much about the anime for that, but
it looks like they're just basing it off of the original animated version, which was just a 2-hour.
Yeah, it was just 2 hours.
Like a movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if they get everything right with that movie, if anybody knows about it...
Was it even 2 hours? I think it was
It's going to be a tearjerker.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah, like for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Justin, please feel free to draw while you're talking. I
gotta find my book.
I think that'd be really great. I think you're a little, somewhere over there. But we do got Blue drawing. I'll say what he's drawing at the end because this actually ties into news that will our very last news story. So stay in suspense. Keep listening or skip to the very end to see what they actually drew.
And for those of you who are actually keeping up with the fuzzballs.net Facebook page, keep a lookout. You're going to be seeing art. You will.
Excellent. I look forward to it. I really, really, really hope for more art. I did actually up on my Instagram at Wookie Riot. I put up a picture that Blue drew of me in my profession.
Yeah.
So really good. What else do we have? Oh, did you hear so this isn't actual news because it's not really happening to my knowledge, but Tom Cruise apparently came really, really close to playing Hal Jordan.
Really?
So he's not gonna
I don't know. There's nothing official, but I know Danny was saying that if Tom Cruise was Hal Jordan, that would be the straw that broke the camel's back. And
the
issue
that he had, from what I heard, was that they were gonna make Hal Jordan's character die in the movie.
Right.
And he didn't want that.
Yeah. Well, just like he wanted to be Iron Man without wearing the mask.
Yeah.
So I think really that just shows that maybe we should not have Tom Cruise play superheroes. He does. He plays other types of superheroes in the Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
That's a superhero of sorts. So yeah.
But that's more his shtick. Is if he wants his face shown,
right?
The superhero's not the way.
No.
Well, with Hal Jordan, he's just wearing a mask, so he still got his eyes.
It's a small one.
Yeah,
right.
Just an itty bitty mask.
He's being a prima donna.
Right. And there was news that Mark Wahlberg had been considered, but that'd be really Bostonian,
right?
Really
guys,
no, totally. No, I can do all these things with my ring. It's amazing.
that's pretty good.
You should see it. Hey, I was in the Transformers movies. Of course I can be Green Lantern.
Hey, Justin, hidden talents. Wow, he's our voiceover artist here. Wow. So it's funny. This is how long it's been since I've talked about news, since I've had Guestapalooza on the podcast, and it continues going even though summer's over. Don't tell us the summer's over. We're still partying. We're still having guest episodes. But I had the Iron Fist Season 2 trailer, But we don't really need to talk about the Iron Fist Season 2 trailer because Iron Fist Season 2 is a thing. Now, full disclosure, Blue hasn't watched any of it yet. Nope. And Justin just found out that it was out tonight when we were hanging out.
I'm excited about that because I haven't even watched Season 2 yet of Luke Cage. So that'll be fun to marathon both of those.
Yeah, I'm going to talk more about it when I finish it. I am 6 or 7 episodes in. I'm not sure. I might be in the middle of Episode 7 right now because I've been sort of like falling asleep and then finishing the episode and then starting the next episode and then falling asleep. Not because it's boring, but because I've started this new thing where I'm watching one episode of a show at night because grad school's kicking my butt. And I figure that should allow me to like keep up with all my geek stuff when everything starts in October. It's basically like as of October 2nd or 3rd, like all my shows are back like as they're coming. So
I'm stuck on all these crime dramas right now. I'm watching Ozark.
Okay, I haven't watched any of that.
Which is only like 3 seasons.
But nice.
I've been living life and doing stuff, so I haven't had a chance to watch anything.
Well, yeah, but
and I feel really bad.
I'll say this: if you didn't like Iron Fist Season 1, give Iron Fist Season 2 a chance. Finn Jones has actually like found footing as Danny Rand. He's a lot better.
I thought he was pretty good in Defenders as well.
You can tell they gave him the time to actually practice to fight karaoke. Karaoke. It's like, I'm fighting and singing a song at the Iron Fist. Only got one fist, but it's okay. Punch you in the face today. Woo!
Make the things explode.
So not the karaoke, the choreography.
Choreography.
Different things. But you could tell that they had time for that. You get a lot more Colleen Wing, like everybody for season one. More Colleen Wing.
Yes,
lots of Colleen Wing.
You gotta build up the Heroes for Hire.
And Misty Knight. And Misty Knight and Colleen Wing, like doing things together where you're like, we could get a Daughters of the Dragon series, which could be really fun. Davos is a main character in there, and as they played out at the end of season one, yes, Davos is gonna be something that Danny's gonna have to confront. And you also get Typhoid Mary.
Yes,
which that is Alice Eve is killing
so
it.
So cool.
Yeah, and then the entire thing is, as of what I've seen so far, based in Chinatown, dealing with triads being at each other's throats. And Mr. Wang from season one, or I think it's season one, shows up again, the guy in charge of the docks.
Yeah.
Lots of cool stuff. And then, of course, you don't get Kun Lun spoilers because there's stuff that happens in season one. But you do still get mythology. And there is a big flashback scene that was in the trailer where both Davos and Danny are wearing the yellow mask in that moment. And there's more that I don't want to spoil, but it's I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying
it. So cool.
It's a lot more fun to watch. And, yeah, I'm looking forward. And it's only 10 episodes. They didn't do the 13-episode thing. They did the 10. And we'll see. I'm like, you know, Luke Cage was 13, but it was fine. I enjoyed Luke Cage season 2.
Yeah, why not?
I really enjoyed it. So
I can't wait to watch.
And they did a really good job of just focusing, on one bad guy for Luke Cage season 2. I was really, really good. So yeah, Iron Fist season 2. Initially, give it a chance, and don't let season 1 spoil it for you. Of course, there's all the news for James Gunn. Definitely still out of doing Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
So unfortunate.
And actually, the production of the film has been pushed back. You know what I mean? Which is for the best. If you're going to get somebody else, then that's what you're going to have to do. I don't know how much of the script they're going to do, but when you bring in a new director, directors so much want to have a hand in the script, you know? They want to do their vision, so it is what it is. You know, he will likely be used in some capacity for Guardians 3, whether it is script or his ideas. But, yeah, I mean,
I'm really interested in seeing where they're going to take the entire franchise at this point. You know what I mean? Like, what are they going to do without him there?
I don't know.
I already know that Bautista, like, really is adamant about, you know, having him back on. So we'll see.
My vote is Taika Waititi.
Yeah.
He did such a good job with Thor Ragnarok, which is a movie I love, which definitely had that Guardians vibe.
He'd
so
be perfect.
Yeah, I think, and he does the humor, so sure. And do Thor 4 with Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 or whatever. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Ragnarok. I don't know. They can do whatever. I mean, you guys know that Nicolas Cage is doing a voice in this Into the Spider-Verse movie with Miles Morales. He's playing Spider-Noir.
Oh,
and apparently he based his character on Humphrey Bogart because he's Nick Cage.
Yep.
And cool. Although I'm not sure, I'm sure you do a pretty good Nick Cage impersonation, Justin. It just feels like maybe you do a Nick Cage.
Yeah, Rage Cage here. Yeah, I'm going to be the new voice of Spider-Man. I'm the main Spider-Man. That's going to
yeah.
be so cool.
So, yeah. Nick Cage, what's your best Humphrey Bogart impression?
Here we go. Humphrey Bogart. Frankly, there. I don't give a damn.
That is Rhett Butler from Gone with the Wind that was not played by Bogey.
I'm pretty sure that was Humphrey Bogart.
I'm pretty sure it was not Bogey. In fact, seeing as Gone with the Wind is my mom's favorite movie of all time, I can actually unequivocally say it's not Humphrey Bogart.
You gotta check your sources on that one.
No, I don't.
Check your
Nick,
sources.
I don't need.
I think I know a little bit about movies. I've done 250.
I'm pretty
movies.
Sure that Clark Gable and Humphrey Bogart, while both immensely popular in their time, are two different men. Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that Clark Gable does not give a damn unless somebody says that he's Humphrey Bogart.
All right, agreed.
Humphrey Bogart in a movie called The African Queen, also in many other movies, and frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn that you got it wrong, because I still love you. It was a really good Nick Cage impersonation, so good job. We got Dark Horse is losing the licenses for Buffy and Firefly.
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm yeah. really hoping that because they, Nathan Fillion, the main character, if you guys don't know from Firefly, has been really adamant about trying to get the show back on.
Yeah.
And to get more stuff out. He's
well, these
really
are comic
pushing.
Book.
Yes, I
yeah.
know. So, but because he's had such a big hand in the show and trying to get it all out, from what I heard, through the comic book resources,
right.
was that he's also trying to, if they can get the licensing for it themselves, they'll get it themselves.
Oh, nice. So him
yeah.
doing it independently.
Correct.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. Buffy, I mean, they're redoing Buffy with the African-American lead, which is awesome.
Yeah,
and,
go for it. I'm down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that they were actually making comics a lot for these two properties anyways.
Mm.
I at my comic book store, I don't look on the racks and be like, huh, Buffy comics, or huh, Firefly comics, you know
yeah.
what I mean? So... It just is what it is. Licenses move around, so it's probably not that big of news. Fake news. Sort of real news, though. Sort of real news, but yeah. Did you hear they're making Pennyworth? So what seemed like a joke from Teen Titans Go to the Movies, who do you know with the last name of Pennyworth? His first name might start with an A. He might make cucumber
like
sandwiches.
Like
yeah.
Alfred.
Yeah, yeah. So there actually was... production notices that went out for a shoot from November to next June for Epics for a show called Pennyworth.
Huh. That'd be pretty cool. If we could see like a past version of Alfred Pennyworth, that would be amazing. That dude has been through so many wars, through so many things.
So it's going to be a Batman prequel series.
Of course.
And, yeah, so a TV series all about Alfred. And I'm like, didn't they try that with Gotham?
Yeah.
Yep. It's not going to be a spinoff of Gotham. It's going to focus on Alfred as a former British SAS soldier. And, yeah, slated to premiere in 2019. And, It will be interesting. There's no casting as of yet, and Gotham's going into its fifth and final season, so we don't know. But seriously, like that means season one of Titans on the DC streaming service. You know, you get Robin being like "fuck Batman," and like in season two, he's like "fuck cucumber sandwiches, Pennyworth."
Yeah.
I actually just read a comic where young Robin is saying, or young Dick Grayson, how he hates cucumber sandwiches.
Yeah.
And Bruce is like, I know, but you gotta eat them. Like, yeah. I didn't like them at first either, but I love them. And, like, he's like, they were my dad's favorites. And he's like, my dad told me the secret. That he didn't like them either, but he learned to love them. But I love cucumber sandwiches. I need me a faithful former SAS manservant to make me cucumber sandwiches.
Goddamn.
That would be delightful.
I can make it myself. I'm
that would be delightful.
Awesome.
What? A faithful manservant? You don't. You will know you have privilege
That's
when
true.
You have a faithful manservant.
For real.
Yeah. what else? Oh, so Ragdoll coming to Flash.
Mm.
What are our thoughts on that, my friends?
Dude, Ragdoll's dope.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Can't wait. I want to see.
What do you think, Ragdoll, Mr. Justin?
What does Ragdoll do?
What?
What does Ragdoll not do? That's a better question. Oh my goodness. So let's go ahead and pull up a beautiful little wiki attack on this character. That way we can get everything proper without, you know, screwing up.
And what season are they on with the Flash?
Season 5? 4 or 5? Season 5, I think.
Are they on season 5 already?
Yeah. One was Reverse Flash. 2 was Zoom. 3 was Savitar. 4 was The Thinker. So, yeah, 5.
Wow.
Season 5 of The Flash.
Goodness gracious.
So, yeah, Peter Merkle Jr.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, it's not a villain I see all the time, but definitely shows up in Flash comics. And, mm-hmm. and yeah, like, why not? Affiliated with the Secret Six? Like, come on. That could be fun.
Yeah. Anyways, Ragdoll is a master contortionist and, in later years, successful hypnotist.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Look, I'll
even. Has artificial joints. Like, I don't know. Ragdoll's cool. Ragdoll's Justin. I think it's cool. Friends, I hope you're as excited as I am. And I don't know if that's going to be the big villain or just, you know, a couple and done. But cool.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be a couple and done. Ragdoll was never really a big, a big thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But the fact that Ragdoll could always like take the hit and just keep going, always kind of left Flash going.
I mean, just cool. Gail Simone created Ragdoll. I think that's dope.
That's cool.
What else we got? Oh, so Richard E. Grant cast in Episode 9 of Star Wars. And yes, sorry, friends, it's going to be Marvel, DC, Star Wars. They're not all conglomerated together. This is just ketchup, like I said. But there were all sorts of rumors. People were like, he's British, and he has the facial structure. He's playing Thrawn. And everybody's like, he's playing Thrawn. And he debunked those rumors. He's not playing Thrawn in Episode 9. He also did say that all the details of Episode 9 are on lockdown. Duh. But he's not playing Thrawn, and that made no sense. Like, sometimes there's all these Star Wars series that comes out, and I'm like, why are they going to throw Thrawn in? They just need to finish off this trilogy. You know, people call it the sequel trilogy.
Yeah.
Even though I don't like that term, because it makes it sound like, you know, I don't know. It's just, but you get the prequels, you get the originals, and now you got the sequels, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
So... But yeah, so Richard E. Grant not playing Thrawn, but he's going to play someone British, or with a British accent at least. But all of the officers in the bad guy, you know, whether it's Empire or the First Order, have British accents. So, you know, that's my guess. He's probably playing a guy in a funny looking hat with a little circle in the center, and he's going to say, fire on my command. So, really cool news. Brendan Fraser, the man that once upon a time fought mummies, the man that once upon a time was frozen in a block of ice in Encino, California, and was thawed so that someone could squeeze the juice. And he has been cast to play Metal Man in Doom Patrol.
Robots.
Yeah.
Okay, I am actually really excited to see Brendan Fraser come back out and actually do something. I mean, this guy is a legend, you know? He's done so many different movies. He's been in so many different things. And I'm really looking forward to seeing him, like, make a career for himself again. You know what I mean?
He needs a comeback.
He's been gone for, like, way too long. And, might I add, we've already been shown that he can do action like nobody's business, you know? If he worked out, I hope he's worked out for the role, because he was getting a little chubby there for a little bit in some of his other roles. But as we saw in Encino Man, actually, and George of the Jungle, and in the Mummy movies themselves, he could get ripped.
Yeah.
He could get it. He could do it.
Yes.
Like, I believe in him as a superhero. Start tossing him in. Like, put him in there. You know
right.
what I mean?
Well, I mean, so Brendan Fraser, if they do flashbacks for the character, we'll get to see him. He's going to be doing the voice. It's going to be a CGI character. It's a robot. It is what it is. But yeah, and then you also get Bond coming into DC. He is playing the chief for Doom Patrol. So Timothy Dalton. Yeah. Yeah, the man who once almost died by shark in a Bond movie.
Yeah.
A man with a license to kill.
Yeah.
And also really amazing in Penny Dreadful, which was a really great show.
That was a cool series.
Canceled way too soon.
He's my favorite Bond.
He's your favorite Bond?
Yeah.
I'm definitely Sean Connery. That's bad Sean Connery. But yeah. Yeah. Your best. Losers whine about their best. Winners go home and F the prom queen. Carla Woods, the prom queen. That was your Nick Cage moment. Come on, man. Oh, man.
Oh, you got him drawing. He's just drawing.
Okay, but yeah, we got.
Welcome to The Rock.
Oh, I'm wanting you to do Nick Cage, but cool. All right. We got Dark Knight composer Hans Zimmer himself is set to score Wonder Woman 1984.
Very nice.
Yep. Yeah, so good. Good, great grand. We're getting a great composer to be doing more scores. So you know, he's done more scores, and 7 months ago, yeah. Our composer set upon a musical journey. So be excellent to each other and party on, dudes! I don't know. We set off on a most excellent adventure.
That's my favorite moment.
So good. What else? Oh, so there was a tweet from Making Star Wars. Tom Kane, who is the voice of Yoda in The Clone Wars. Mm-hmm. Also the narrator when he's like, Mustafa, live on air! Blah, 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 blah. Like when he does that old-timey thing. He has recorded lines for at least 5 episodes of the new Clone Wars episodes.
Nice.
For the Disney streaming service. So, ooh, Yoda we get. Right here, live for you.
Ooh, on the streaming service I am.
Excited you must
be. Ooh, enjoy it you do. Mad at how I talk, says I.
And then Seagulls bit his face.
Yeah.
So run and jump, and he can be a backpack while you jump. There you go. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Yep,
swing on the hairy vine. Stand on your hands and lift. Rocks with your special gift. Excellent. Oh, so this... Okay, I have to talk about it just because I think it's funny. Mm-hmm. But it's not news so much because it's news that dropped and the news that went away the very next day.
Okay.
But did you hear about Alec Baldwin when they said he was cast as Thomas Wayne in that Joker movie with Joaquin Phoenix? And they were like, he's going to be a sleek 80s businessman a la Gordon Gekko or Trump in the 80s.
Oh
yes, this is where
God.
You could use your... I was in the 80s. It was huge. Now, Alec Baldwin's going to be playing me because I'm Batman's father. No one knows that. Batman's father. I'm the best Batman father who's ever been, ever will be. 9/11. Huge success.
Huge
success.
Oh, my God.
But then the very next day... Alec Baldwin's like, I'm not
fake news.
Not playing, yeah,
fake news.
Not
fake
playing
news.
Thomas Wayne. Indeed, Mr. Trump, fake news. But it was just like when I heard it, I was so mad. I was like, really? This movie I was sort of interested in. Now it's gonna be awful. Okay,
gonna be awful.
Here we go. But you know what's not gonna be awful? Well, Trump is always gonna be awful. But that Joker movie has hope because. Yeah, it's not happening. So we'll see. But I guess Thomas Wayne is going to be in the movie most likely. Right. I think we could take that from the news. So yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. The next is just like this really silly thing. So I think it was last week or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. There was an earthquake apparently.
Yeah.
But I didn't know there was an earthquake. So me and Heather were outside of my mom's place, and all of a sudden, all of the streetlights in front of us like went off one at a time. This is a Harry Potter moment for you, Ryan. So it was like, like someone had the little light gatherer thing that like what's that guy's name? Gandalf the Wizard. You're the guy that hit Harry Potter.
Yeah,
that's his name, right?
That was his name.
I know it's Dumbledore, but I like saying that. But yeah, they went there, and Heather was like, "It's the night bus. The night bus is coming to pick somebody up," and it was really cute. So then I got home, and then there was all the posts about people, but like there was an earthquake, and I realized that the lights went off because of the earthquake. Mm. So I told Heather. It was really great. And she was so cute. She was like, yeah, that's what the muggles want you to believe. And I was like, I love her. Because Heather is not incredibly crazy geeky about all sorts of things. But she is when it counts. And Harry Potter is one of the things that she is geeky about. And speaking of just my love, oh my goodness. So we're recording this on Friday. Tomorrow, 4 years of her putting up with me.
Yep.
Yeah. And last night, as a prelude, I said this was the prelude to all the the anniversary slash her birthday festivities, because they are the same day, we went to see Christopher Robin.
How was that?
You know, Danny always says, like, whenever I'm being, like, nice about things, that I'm, like, a warm hug. Mm-hmm. And this movie was a warm hug. Although I didn't need a box of tissues, I wasn't crying uncontrollably. Yeah, it was really dabgum good.
Really?
It was really incredible.
I'm really looking forward, because I really want to see it, how they pulled everything together and took the mythos to a real world setting. You know
right.
what I mean? Yeah.
Right. And the story was simple, but if you want Jim Cummings doing amazing Winnie the Pooh and Tigger, he is there. There is a... Heather knew who the guy was who did the voice of Eeyore. He was like the brother on like some sitcom or something. Mm. Definitely has the voice. Thanks for noticing me.
Is
very gloomy.
What's his name? Peter Cullen, right?
Maybe.
Yeah,
I could look it up if I... You want me to look it up?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're the one with the phone in your hand, but I'll look it up. All right.
You got a phone in your hand, too.
Yeah. There. Boogie. Oh, it was really cool. There was a really neat end credit scene that people should stay for. Although, it might not make sense to you. I had to look it up. I'm not going to lie. I'm not that cool. My mom actually would know exactly what it was. But it was really cool. It tied up the movie and paid a tribute to a Disney legend. So
really?
I thought that was really cool. Ewan McGregor, that's my man crush. That's my favorite actor.
Oh,
so,
really?
Not just because he played young Obi-Wan. So, yeah, it was... Peter Capaldi played the voice of Rabbit. So you get one of the doctors.
That's cool.
Toby Jones played Al, and Toby Jones was also in the movie as a character. You got Nick Mohammed played Piglet. And, why is it just going to cut off on me? We got Wyatt Dean Hall, who's a kid, playing Rue. And then, it's not showing everybody. Man, well, Jim Cummings, of course, voice of Winnie the Pooh. And Tigger. And why does it not say who played Eeyore? Now I'm going to have somebody vamp about why they would be excited to see Christopher Robin. And I'll tell you if you're right or not.
Well, I will tell you why. Because, you know, Winnie the Pooh itself always kind of lent itself as to... like a type of story that you could really get behind. You know what I mean? As
yeah.
a kid, you always had imaginary friends and people that you would talk to, you know, and things that you would confide in, you know, especially if you were like an only child. I was an only child for a little bit before I begged my parents to, hey, can you guys get a couple drinks in you? Maybe get a little busy, like, make me
like,
a little brother. Like, I'm just saying, it would be really nice, like, if I had a little one. I'm just saying, like, I need a little brother. And,
like, Jason, the only reason you exist is because I convinced mom and dad to have sex.
Literally, yes, that is what happened. I convinced my mom and dad to have sex, and my little brother popped out. So he is literally my prayer come true.
Aww.
Because that's what I wanted. I wanted a little brother.
It was Brad Garrett who did the voice of Eeyore.
Brad.
Oh, really?
Brad Garrett.
Oh, that's the perfect voice actor. That's Brad.
And Sophie Okonedo.
That dude is good.
Yeah, Sophie Okonedo did the voice of Kanga, but yeah. But Brett Garrett did a really good job with Eeyore. It was a little different. Piglet's voice always sounds strange.
Yeah, it does.
But and I actually wouldn't have been surprised to see if it had been a female that did the voice of Piglet. But it was a dude. Definitely a dude. So, yeah. Oh, man, it's just... it's so good.
Really?
Like, it starts off, you see young Christopher Robin, and then you see what happens with his life. And then he's an adult, and you saw it in the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
He's forgotten about the 100-acre wood. He's forgotten about these characters that were so important to him. And he's moved on with his life. And he needs them in his life. And it's all, without spoiling it, it really is all about remembering the things important from your childhood. The ways you looked at the world that were positive and better than, like, this old, gruff adult stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but paying attention to your family. If you got a wife, if you got kids, they're important.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Very important. And, you know, and then it shows his job, and it's good. It's really good.
Excellent.
And I could see there were plenty of times where I was like, oh, and those were the moments where people would be crying, but I guess I just didn't need a good cry.
Yeah.
Me and Heather apparently are monsters because we didn't cry enough. But that's okay. I haven't talked to Danny yet to see how how much he cried. I have a heart. It's right here. Feel my pulse. It's huge. It's the hugest pulse you've ever felt. I'm telling you. It's huge. I've got the best people in the world working on this pulse. But yeah, what else we got? Star Wars looking to cast a character named Caro or Lucy would be an 18 to 26 year old ethnic female. I hate that ethnic female. Yeah, whatever. Not white. Who is a leader and problem solver, smart with a great sense of humor and a strong will. So apparently, episode 9 will have another character, and that's cool. Good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and bring more Rose Tico.
Oh yeah. God, please.
Yes, please.
Please bring that lady back.
Oh, she'll be back, God. I'm sure. Oh, Blue started blushing, yeah. Fanning himself.
She's
wow.
She is something else.
Okay.
If you bring Rose Tico back anytime, I would be happy.
Keeping with Star Wars, Rian Johnson did pop on, I think it was on Twitter that he did it, but he has reiterated he is still working on the new trilogy. So, fanboys, if you hate him, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you hate him, but he's going to be around. It is what it is. He's working on the new trilogy. And hopefully you will enjoy it. I'm actually looking forward to seeing what he has when he's got something completely new. You know, he doesn't have to work off of... I'm sure that must have been really hard to... You know, Luke Skywalker is on an island. And Rey is there. And go. You know? Now go. And don't F it up. Don't make people mad. You know, make everything good. So,
yeah, exactly.
You know, it is what it is. And I'm sure, I don't know how much of this money will go into Rian Johnson's pocket, but this news is fresh from this week. The Last Jedi has topped Black Panther and Thor Ragnarok in Blu-ray sales for the United States.
Wow.
So for a movie that is so polarizing, and some people say so bad, lots of people wanted to spend money on the physical media. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And Black Panther was a phenomenon. Wakanda phenomenon, the realest.
Still yeah. One of my babies.
As
right
Justin
there.
Likes to say, Liddy and the titty, real. that's a good pull from the car conversation. Everybody's like, what did Wookie say?
Liddy from the titty.
Yeah, but it's amazing. And I'm excited for whatever Rian Johnson comes. And I did buy Last Jedi, so I'm part of the problem if you hate it. Sorry about your bad luck. Also in Star Wars Episode 9 news, apparently, reportedly, we will see the return of Greg Grunberg, Snap Wexley, in Episode 9. Wow. And that's in the comics, so you didn't see him at all in Last Jedi. And that's because if you read the Poe Dameron comic, he's actually off of Black Squadron doing some stuff. If you hear scratching in the background, there's just a cat shitting behind me. It's fine.
Yeah. Also, if you hear clicking, it's just us drawing away. We're using markers and stuff. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Greg Grunberg, and it's funny because I think it was Kevin Smith I heard talking about it, that Greg Grunberg, who he calls Grunny, him and what's his noodle, JJ, have been friends since they were kids, young kids. But when JJ got announced to do Episode 9, he said he literally called him and was like, mm-hmm. So what's my part? Yeah. And he says he's unashamed of it. If he knows the person that's doing it and he has a connection, he's just like, what's my part? And good for him. Like, Snap Wexley, I haven't talked about the Aftermath books more besides the first one that I read. Snap Wexley is big in that, and so is his mom, Nora. And after reading that, like, Snap really is, like, becoming more of a character that I really, really like.
Really?
And he just had the little bit role in Last Jedi, but, like, knowing him from the other canon stuff, the books, I'm like, yeah, I'd like to see more, and I like what he does in the comics. Or even he does a really cool secret mission in this weird, like, spacecraft they figure out to, like, get details on Starkiller Base, like, in the comic.
Nice.
So, yeah, and he has it in him to be a leader when Poe's not around. So he's sort of like Poe's right-hand guy, and that's super-duper cool. So, yeah, I think this is really good news. Next up on our list in the news is... Let me see what the news is. I lost my track on the list. We've got Disney released a featurette introducing the characters of Star Wars Resistance. I threw that up on the Laugh It Up Fuzzballs page. A lot of this news actually is on the Laugh It Up Fuzzballs page. So, yeah. Hey, did you see the little thing with all the Star Wars Resistance guys?
Yeah.
It was super cool.
Yeah,
I enjoy it. I actually, the first little trailer, I was like, okay. And the second one, I was like, okay, I'm interested. It's going to be a kid show.
You'll see.
It is.
Yeah, I saw it. The character designs were a little too kiddie for me.
Okay.
But I'm also really interested in seeing where it goes. Because I know with a lot of the tropes that we have nowadays allows for a deeper introspective into, like, whatever show that it is. You
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. So like with Adventure Time, which unfortunately just ended, big tears on my side. But you know, with a lot of shows like that, it opened up. You can have a little bit of silly, you can have a little bit of like cutiness to it, but it can still tell a really good story, which I appreciate.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they do with the Star Wars thing.
Yeah, it's really good. I guess, like I said, this is all over the place from Star Wars back to DC, but I didn't even mention that Doom Patrol also has the casting of Alan Tudyk as the villainous Mr. Nobody.
What?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, I mean, we've already sort of said, like, they keep doing things that I'm like, man, I'm really curious about spending money on this, and I don't know if I can afford it. And
yeah.
I don't really want to monetize the podcast, but keep your eyes peeled. There might be things that come where you'll still get it for free, of course. But
yeah.
If you're interested, there might be ways to donate money.
Mm.
There might be ways to, like, keep the podcast going. Where, like,
yes.
if we... The microphone we're using, it's dying. So, like, getting a new microphone or getting new software or whatever. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Figure it out. As of now, podcast still sponsored by my mom. She's very happy to be the person that sponsors it. And I love you, Mom. Thanks. Thanks so much. And, yeah. Really, really good news, huh?
Yep.
Oh, and other interesting casting. You definitely probably heard the news of Matt Smith being cast in episode 9.
Oh, actually, no.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Matt's... we don't know yet.
They haven't said.
Yeah. So Matt Smith is going to be in episode 9, which is cool. So it'll be right there next to Snap Wexley. And, yeah. Like, cool. To get all the geeks in on board for doing more.
Heck yeah.
And, yeah, like, you know, it is what it is. It's going to be, it's not even you say that when it's bad, and this isn't bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's really, really cool, and, it's very, very sweet.
Mm.
So, what else? Oh, so, in Star Wars news, I guess we're sticking there, at least, a little bit keeping to it. We have Battlefront 2, which I still haven't played, but I understand is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a new mode and new heroes later this year.
Ooh,
so
really?
they're keeping up with the new contact to keep people interested in playing this game. Have you played Battlefront 2, Justin?
I have not.
You haven't?
No,
I haven't either, actually, to tell the truth.
Yeah, I need to get over to my buddy Dan's place. Dan, a listener of the podcast. Shout out to Dan.
Yeah,
because he has it, because he was like, you have to play the Ewok mode, and the Ewok mode is still on there. So I really would love to get a gaming system, but I don't have time practically to keep the podcast going.
That's my thing right now.
Yeah,
having
I have
time
to save up for something. I'm thinking it's going to be the Switch.
Okay.
They've come out with some really good games.
Yeah, there's also apparently going to be a new book by Pablo Hidalgo, who is the knower of all things in Star Wars, head of the storytelling group. And if you have a question about Star Wars lore or anything, you could hit up Pablo Hidalgo on Twitter. He's also very funny on Twitter, but a new book focusing on the scum and villainy of a galaxy far, far away.
Yeah,
haven't got a chance.
Good.
Yeah, haven't got a chance to look at the book, but yeah, anytime that man's throwing out knowledge on you, really, really good stuff.
Mm.
So switching away from Star Wars, we have the producer of Black Adam. Sorry, I don't have his name. Giving exciting updates, which the exciting update is just that Black Adam is definitely happening.
Nice.
So whenever The Rock is done filming his other 24
right.
movies, he just finished rapping on the Jungle Cruise movie, apparently.
He has to come out with 5 movies every year.
Yeah, so, well, I mean, he's a wrestler, and he's used to hustling and working hard,
exactly.
And that's how he lives his Hollywood life, and he still ends up being a good husband and father, so good
yeah.
for him.
Yeah.
And staying in
good person.
Immaculate
Always.
Shape, so good on you, Dwayne Johnson, Mr. The Rock. And, so Black Adam is still happening, and the DC, we're going to talk a little bit more about DC at a different point, but I don't know. Sometimes it feels like their train is barely on the rails.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah,
it really is.
We'll get back to it. Back to Star Wars. Oscar Isaac apparently praised San Diego Comic-Con because there was a mock trial that was held by fans
mm-hmm.
for Poe, and he actually said he liked fans doing this mock trial of his character because he liked to think of fans thinking about war and leadership and thinking about those things productively. And he did have a message for fans who hate The Last Jedi. He said, make your own things that you would like to see.
Yeah.
Like, not even in a bad way. Like, if you don't like this movie, then make the movie you want to see. And he said it's a really good way, if you don't like something, is just to go out and be creative. If you don't like certain style art, if you're creative, do your own style art. Right. You don't like certain types of story, tell your own stories. Make your own movies. Make your own podcast. Although I didn't do this podcast because I don't like the other podcasts that I listen to, but I like to yeah. I like to have my own voice out there. And I think if more people listen to the podcast, they would actually realize it's not half bad.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Which means it's not half good. But don't tell your friends that. Just say it's good. Say, hey, Laugh It Up Fuzzballs. You should check it out. Like, guy talks about all sorts of stuff. And as some of my friends say, how do you have time to do this? I don't know. But it happens. Lately, guest episodes have been continuing to happen just because it's easy to record a quick guest episode with friends and have it in the back burner. Heck, me and Blue have an episode all about just a teaser. It'll come out eventually. The Disney Afternoon, where we talked for one solid hour exactly about the Disney Afternoon.
Exactly.
And we're very proud of that solid hour.
I sure am.
Oh, something I'm really excited about. Entertainment Weekly, of course, always does spreads for movies that are coming up. Sometimes they're really good. Sometimes they're really bad. And in this case, really good, they had the Captain Marvel spread.
Yeah.
Did you guys see all of these amazing photos?
Not yes. all of them. I haven't seen all of them yet, but oh.
Oh, God. You have the magazine at home?
Yes. So many good ones.
My
there.
My favorite superhero.
Scroll.
Captain Marvel? Thank favorite superhero. God. Why is Captain Marvel your favorite superhero?
She's just great. I'm just really happy that the way that they created this like new version with, you know, being female and then creating as Carol Danvers.
Right.
Who was a different hero beforehand, and then they just created her as Captain Marvel. So,
yeah.
Her storyline this time is really cool, and I think that's going to translate perfect into live action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you excited about Brie Larson playing?
Yeah, and that was another thing, too. Like, I have a huge crush on Brie Larson.
Do you have a huge crush on Brie?
Yeah.
Ever since you saw her, like, stuck in a room with a small child, you've been right. like, Brie Larson, I love you.
Since I saw her on Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
Exactly.
Yes. Woo!
Ever since I Woo! Saw her on her guest appearance on Community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, the best thing, you get the red, white, and blue Captain Marvel suit in these photos, which is gorgeous. You also get the green looking like Kree, you know, suit, and she's
she's in
the thing. Shout out to Kyle, who actually threw up the scroll image where they're coming out of the water, which does show Mendelsohn as one of the scrolls. You get look at Jude Law, where he doesn't really look like a Kree, not really Hala Kree, but that's fine. He's next to Brie Larson. What else you got? Image of Ben Mendelsohn actually like looking like a human.
Yeah.
So doing that whole scroll like shape shifting thing.
And that's gonna make some really interesting storylines if they continue with that later on.
You get Ronan the Accuser in an image next to Jude Law, which is really amazing. Of course, there's a really great totally 90s picture of Brie Larson totally rocking a Nine Inch Nails. And I'm saying totally so many totally times because this movie's gonna be totally 90s. Totally. And there's going to be flannel and grunge and, of course, the de-aging technology being used on Mother Truck of Sam Jackson.
This is going to be a really interesting thing about this movie because previous Marvel films just had, like, a few clips here and there where we got to see a younger version of Robert Downey Jr.
Right.
Or, you know, a younger version of Chris Evans, of course, from the first Avengers Captain America movie.
Right.
But this one, we're getting two hours worth of the actors in that CG. So Samuel L. Jackson is going to be young Samuel L. Jackson throughout the entire film.
With two eyes.
Yeah.
Two eyes. And not Robin, a knockoff of a McDonald's.
Exactly.
Yeah. Just doing things with Carol Danvers. Of course, Carol Danvers is, they're going to do that fighter pilot thing at some point.
Yeah.
There's a really great, like, Top Gun photo of her in the, cockpit, I guess, isn't the official word, though. But it's not the flight decks, because that's what you call in a cargo. So, in the flight compartment, of course. And then, Maria Photon Rambeau. Yes.
Of course. That's what I was waiting
for. And she's
going to
be a single mother, and that means her little baby girl, Monica Rambeau, is officially in the... And I just like that her call sign is Photon.
Yes.
Really super cool.
Oh, my God.
I think that's just so good. That Captain Marvel suit looks amazing.
Yeah.
And
Monica Rambeau, literally one of my favorite female characters, if not like the favorite.
Okay.
Character. She's amazing. She's so cool.
I love her Captain Marvel suit in the comics.
Yeah. Yep.
So What else we got? Jeffrey Dean Morgan. He's Danny's the one who does the Negan impersonation, but
oh, cool.
Well, Rick, I want to play Lobo. It doesn't breathe like that, but yeah, Jeffrey Dean Morgan wants to play Lobo, and as Danny talked with me on the last time I did a big installation in the news, that means that he could be on the second season of Krypton, since Lobo might be on the second season of Krypton. And if you don't know, friends, Lobo got kids now. Yeah. Yeah, Lobo got kids.
Lobo making babies.
And yeah, we don't know. Crush, and looks cool. Mm-hmm. She's currently in Teen Titans.
Yep.
So, yeah, super duper cool.
She looks really cool.
Also, Wonder Woman 84 news, Robin Wright, of course. So, her aunt, I suppose, like sister of her mother.
I don't even know.
Yeah. So, probably flashbacks of some sort, because I don't want to spoil anything from Wonder Woman, but it's surprising that she could be coming back. Mm-hmm. Robin Wright, if you want to be in Wonder Woman 84... as you wish. Yeah. That's all I have to say to you, Princess yeah. Buttercup. You can be in Wonder Woman 84 all you want.
Just
way
do it.
To go. Rebecca Ferguson is actually apparently in talks to join Denis Villeneuve's Dune. So Denis Villeneuve still working on Dune.
I cannot wait.
Yeah.
I am so excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dune and has always been like yeah. one of those franchises that's been really big with me. I really like yeah. it. And I can't wait to see what they do with it with technology now.
And I just really hope Roger Deakins, his cinematographer, is on board to be doing Dune with him.
I hope they make an ode to like the person who was going to originally direct, because his vision for Dune looked way ahead of his time. It was so amazing. There's like a documentary on it. Mm-hmm. But before directed the original Dune film, there was going to be some really cool stuff that was going to happen with that night. I hope we get to see some little bits and pieces from that in this new version.
Yeah.
I think it could be really...
Oh, it'll be amazing.
Super cool. And, you know, Denis Villeneuve, I'm sure, has passed on some other stuff just to do this movie that he wants to do. He wants to do Dune, just like real big on doing Blade Runner 2049. I have not gone back to see that movie, even though it's on HBO, just because when I saw it in theaters, it wasn't my favorite. Roger okay. Deakins' cinematography, gorgeous, beautiful. The movie's stunning. But I need to go back and revisit it. I just need to carve out like 2 hours and
yeah.
5 years to be able to watch it. It is what it is. Did you hear the news? Henry Cavill... as the lead, Geralt, in an 8-episode Witcher series on Netflix.
I am really interested. Ever since that freaking Mission Impossible movie,
yeah.
I want to see this guy, like, cock his fists yeah, again. Man, and,
that
like,
was
fucking,
sick.
Dude,
just imagine him doing that with swords.
Yeah.
That's going to be amazing.
I got a little excited.
Yeah.
When I saw him do it, I was like, I could be
He was really good at
that
movie.
I could do that.
He was.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I haven't played the Witcher video game,
mm-hmm.
so or read the books.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Everybody says it's really great. Everybody's really excited about it. I think cool. Right on.
I got it right up there.
But I guess we can't talk about Henry Cavill getting a great job as Witcher without talking about what's blown up this week, that he might be out as Superman at the WB.
Garbaggio.
Everybody agrees that, and nothing is final. He could still end up
yeah.
being in there. The latest news that I heard just today is, you know, it came out. Nobody knows really how it came out. It could have been a publicity thing from his agent, just trying. They're having a contract negotiation. He was supposed to be in Shazam at the very end, I guess, sort of as like a Nick Fury scene. Didn't work out with his schedule. Then WB saying, no, we don't have any plans to do Superman, which everybody's been talking about. Then all of a sudden, it's just news that WB moving on with all of their superheroes and not with Henry Cavill as Superman.
Oh.
And then
crazy.
You get
crazy.
Henry Cavill, I don't know if it's Twitter or Instagram, but his image wearing the Krypton lifting team thing,
yeah.
and he's just like weird music in the background, and he's bringing up an action figure of him
yeah,
as
weird,
Superman.
Like, dog music or
yeah,
something.
And he said today was an interesting day. So, you know, and then you get WB saying, we have a great relationship with him. Of course, we're still working with him. And nobody knows. I think he may actually end up staying in the DC Universe for now
yeah.
because fans were very clear that they want that. They, yeah,
absolutely.
They,
he was okay, I'm going to be totally transparent and and clear on this. I did not like him when I first saw him.
Okay.
Just based on appearances. when I first saw the first images of the new Superman, I was like, no, don't like it.
Yeah.
Don't like him. Don't like it. No. Once I saw the movie.
Man of Steel,
sold.
You're talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah. I was sold.
I enjoy Man of Steel. Some people don't like it, but I own it. I really enjoy it. I think I watched it like 3 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I
really enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's good.
Yep.
So, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But I mean, like, we're not going to talk news, but I just watched Spider-Man 3 because it's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely need to do a comic book movie Defenders on Spider-Man 3.
Say that. Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely need
yeah,
to do that. So we'll save that for another time. But there were things that held up, and
yeah.
I actually found myself enjoying that movie while I was watching it. Of course, the jazz scene. We'll definitely, comic book movie Defenders, we'll get there.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. So, and I guess I'm an easy mark. I enjoy things more than others, you know, and I have got limited expectations. But you know, it is what it is. But that also comes with the very interesting news of Michael B. Jordan being considered for Superman. And at first, I'll be honest, I had a bad white person reaction where I was like,
oh,
but
yeah.
but Michael B. Jordan's
there's probably many.
yeah. But honestly, then as a good geek, I went to the interwebs and was like, I know this can happen. Because there's in the Too Many Superman or the Superman Multiverse, it was
yeah.
in one of the Rebirth issues. They had all sorts of Superman,
mm-hmm.
and this African-American Superman showed up. And I'm like, I recognize him.
Yeah.
Where's he from? And then as I did my dives, Earth 2.
Yep.
Yeah, Val Earth Zod. Mm-hmm. And I did, up on the Laugh It Up Fuzzballs Facebook group, I put up an amazing image. If you did that universe with Earth 2, you get LGBT Green Lantern,
yep.
you get Latino Hot Girl,
yep.
you get Aquawoman,
mm-hmm.
you get Lois Lane as Red Tornado, you get a lot.
That's
you get
cool.
a lot. You even get Jimmy Olsen as a sort of like vigilante hero.
Yeah.
That
so,
would be awesome.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of stuff they could do. I don't know if they're brave enough to go in the multiverse and just be like, we're trashing this and go in there, but yeah.
Well, I mean, the way that they can do it is with the Flash.
Yeah.
The Flash movie can change up everything.
I think that's so. That's weak sauce, sort of sad.
That's the way they're going to
yeah.
go about it, though.
Hopefully they don't. But yeah, so, I mean, I think that could be really cool. I put up an entire... Well, I put a picture there. I don't think I actually put the article.
Mm-hmm.
But you can look it up. If you look up Val Zod, super duper cool. Great
yeah.
look.
Good
Michael
look.
B. Jordan would have to get pretty swole, though.
Oh,
because
he's already there.
Val Zod is Diesel though.
Yeah,
he's a big guy.
He's
drawn bigger
than
Superman though in the comics.
What was that movie? He was pretty buff in Creed. But
yeah.
yeah, I guess he would have to bulk up a little bit more.
Yeah, I think I just want to see what's his name, Terry Price.
Yeah,
Terry, the guy who wanted to play the character on the game you like to play. The bulldozer guy. Yeah, Terry Crews.
Yeah.
Maybe we get Terry Crews coming in as Val Zod. That'd be so funny. I'm sort of saying that joking, but yeah.
Flexing his chest.
Yeah, just flex. I'm Superman. What else? We get, Mark Ruffalo was actually talking. You know, they're doing some reshoots for Avengers 4. That doesn't mean the movie's going to be bad. Just means, you know, things have happened, and maybe it could have something to do with James Gunn and the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah,
maybe
be.
It could just do with the guys who are working on the script, had more time looking at the script and what's going to happen in the future, and there's certain story beat things that they need to do to keep, you know, Phase 4 of the Marvel Universe
yeah.
working. There could be stuff that happened in the Spider-Man the Far From Home script,
mm-hmm.
where they're like, we need to do something that leads into there.
Yeah.
There's many different things that this could be. But he's saying the ending hasn't been decided. I'm sure it's more decided than Mark Ruffalo. Apparently there was an interview back in the day of Mark Ruffalo where he was talking to somebody. And spoilers for Infinity War for like 30 seconds if you haven't seen it. Skip ahead. Last chance, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. But Mark Ruffalo, like right next to, I'm not sure if it was Benedict Cumberbatch or what, but he said, so many people die. And like the person that was interviewing with him was like, quiet! Stop! It was literally like Judd Nelson in The Breakfast Club when he's just like antagonizing the guy, and they're like, stop!
Oh my god,
so,
that's fantastic.
It could be Mark Ruffalo dropping information that he shouldn't be, or it could just be what it is.
Yep.
What he did say is he confirmed the reshoots, and he said that the MCU Hulk's biggest fear... What do you think the MCU Hulk's biggest fear is?
Somebody bigger than him.
You think it's Thanos?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about you, Justin? What do you think? You think it's Thanos?
Yeah, it would have to be Thanos.
Well, out from the mouth of beautiful Mark Ruffalo babes, MCU Hulk's biggest fear is Banner. That's what he said.
Oh, wow.
So, interesting. Intellect. Yeah, so...
Something that can get you thinking.
I would like to see more from the Hulk in Avengers... Whatever they're calling it. Avengers 4? Yeah, it will be Avengers 4. But it'll be Avengers... Everybody dead!
Yeah.
I guess that was longer than 30 seconds. But, Avengers 4. Dustbuster.
Dustbuster.
Shout out to Arvin who threw that photo of the Spider-Man 4 game when you open it. It's just dust. And then somebody else was like, and the sad thing is it's the guy that packaged it. What if, though, friends, what if the snap actually happened and 50% of the Earth is gone and you just don't know it?
Oh,
what if we are part of the 50%? You know, everybody's like, I am the 1% or I am the 99%. I submit, hashtag, we are the 50%. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow, that'd be a really good title for the podcast, too.
That would be good.
We are the 50%. We'll have to figure it out, because Bluey Chewy in the news is pretty good, too.
It is pretty good.
Yeah. It was going to be Bluey Lewis, but that's not good. But then me and... me and Blue thought of words that rhyme with Lewis, and Chewy was close enough. So, yep there you go. What else? Oh, so Mattel, if you don't know who Mattel is, it is a world-famous toy person, people, company, organization, thingamadoo. They are going to be launching a film division, and it's going to be led by the producer of Dallas Buyers Club, who is Robbie Brenner. So that means they're looking for Barbie, Hot Wheels, He-Man, and other Mattel properties to have their own film division.
Nice.
Now, Barbie and He-Man were licensed by Sony, but apparently that license is running out in the future, or already run out. Doesn't mean that Sony won't get it back. I was listening to a podcast, I think it was Collider, where they were talking all about it.
Yeah.
And where can they go? Like, Disney, you know, they're not going to do that because they've got all their own toys and everything. Although Star Wars toys, you know, Hasbro, right? Is that right?
I think so.
Or Kenner?
No, I think it was Hasbro.
Yeah, Hasbro bought Kenner, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, of course, you got Transformer toys, so that's all being done by Paramount.
Yep.
And Lego has their own thing, so, you know, it makes sense, because you don't have Fox anymore, because Fox is
Still
Disney.
Still wondering who's going to do the Playmates. Playmates had Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we get a... We get Mattel doing their own film division, and we will see what comes of that, friends. We really will. Did we talk about the Daredevil Season 3 teaser yet?
Oh, a little bit. We touched on it, but we didn't get all of it.
I'm going to throw that up later on Laugh It Up Fuzzballs for everybody to enjoy.
Okay.
But Matt Murdock in a confessional just talking.
Yep.
I don't need to see any other action. I just need to see wonderful, bloody Daredevil who disappeared at the end of Defenders, and let's figure out how he's back. In fact, Iron Fist Season 2, he does talk about that he is protecting the city because he promised Matt Murdock that he would.
Yes, that's cool.
And maybe we could see Iron Fist in the suit, a la Civil War.
That'd be kind of cool.
And I just think it was very interesting, Matt Murdock saying that he would rather be the devil than Matt Murdock. I think they could be doing some really great Mark Millar storylines.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we could have a lot of fun. I'm definitely interested. I'm so excited that this year we've gone all four shows have had another season, and apparently Punisher might still be happening too. So, yeah.
Oh, Punisher's in the works right now. They've already shown some pictures.
But like end of this year, we could get it on Netflix.
Oh yeah,
so,
have they really?
They're
working on season two.
Oh, okay.
It's in the works.
What else do we have? Oh, so this is really cool news. Oh, that Daredevil season 3 trailer, if you want to see it, like I said, I'll throw it up on Laughing Up Fuzzballs later. We got Captain Britain and the Black Knight rumored to be coming from Guy Ritchie.
This dropped
from Danny
rumor
on Laughing Up Fuzzballs. And apparently Pinewood Studios has booked out time and space. Like, that's how this information like popped out, that there was time and space for this Captain Britain and Black Knight movie. And then apparently Guy Ritchie is just, he's going to be there around the same time, so they're putting two and two.
Into Excalibur.
Dude, Excalibur, oh my gosh. Dude, the Captain Britain is so awesome. Like, if anybody doesn't know who Captain Britain is, you guys need to do a little bit of homework, because this guy was chosen by Merlin himself be the protector and guardian of our realm. He is really awesome. He's actually the older brother of
famous X-Man, or X-Woman, actually, Psylocke. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her older brother. Funny thing, he's British, so is she. Everybody thinks she's Asian because that's how they're used to looking at her. Mm-hmm. She was actually turned Asian by the Hand. Funny story. Yeah. Matt Murdock was actually the one that saved her from it. Was a Daredevil that saved her from that area, and now she is part of the X-Men.
Hey.
Yeah. Because that's what she was. She was a mutant. Psychic powers.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, exciting news. I hope it's true. I hope this is part of Phase 4. Like, yeah. Why not? Yeah. And then all the British people can dress up as Captain Britain.
Hell yeah.
And all the Americans can dress up as Captain America. And then we'll have Captain Canada, all of the Simpsons. And then we'll have Captain Mexico.
Yep.
And then we'll have Captain Everywhere.
Yeah.
That's going to be my superhero. Captain Everywhere. I burn everywhere, man. I burn everywhere. Wearing underwear, man. I burn everywhere. Huh?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah. And my shield will just have a question mark on it. Yeah. Yeah. It'll be like Captain Riddler. Yeah.
Where?
No.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Where? You ever been everywhere? I've been everywhere. That's who I am. Captain Everywhere.
That's where I'm.
Where are you from? There? Well, that's everywhere, ain't it? Who? I'm for you. I'm for them. I'm for everybody. It's gonna be great. Yeah. Huge. All right. And what else? Oh, Ray Fisher apparently was at a Comic-Con lately. Not LB's Comic-Con, but he does not have high hopes for a Cyborg movie.
Oh, that's
We haven't heard anything about a Cyborg movie since they talked about it way back in the day, you know, pre-Justice League, when they're going to have all their movies, Flash, Cyborg, Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. Aquaman. But I guess because CGI and whatnot, and probably because nobody's been talking to him about it.
Yeah.
That's a shame. He was all right as a CGI Borg.
Yeah.
He was. It wasn't his fault that that Justice League was bad.
Definitely.
It wasn't. He probably should have been like, you really want us to dig up a grave? In Smallville?
Yeah.
Especially because the Flash is so fast, and then you're just going to have him say that he thought he was going to be respectful.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stealing from graves is never respectful.
Nope.
Sorry, friends.
Sorry.
And, yeah.
Sorry, and not sorry on that one.
What else? Oh, so I guess we could finally reveal what you've been drawing this whole time, because this is the news I wanted to get to. Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing.
On the DC streaming service. Damn it, this is the one show that might actually get me to spend my hard-earned money.
Right?
Physical suit. Hard R rating. Three characters cast already. You get Abby Arcane, journalist Liz Tremaine, and Derek Mears reported as being Swamp Thing. If you don't know who Derek Mears is, Predators, Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one. He was in the reboot of Friday the 13th. He was Hawes in Hatchet 3. Like, yeah, big, bald, big old guy.
Big
yeah.
guy.
So,
he's a big guy.
Yeah. So definitely the sort of stature for being Swamp Thing.
Really
and,
hoping that this will also revive Constantine, which needed to have a hard R rating.
Well, Constantine
really
is going to be in Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I don't know.
We'll
I don't
see.
Know if you'll get your Justice League Dark from this with Zatanna and everything, but who knows? Who knows where we go? Usually, I mean, Greg Berlanti is involved in a lot of these shows, so they're going to be on the DC streaming service, although I'm not sure if they're in the Berlanti-verse. We shall see if they start talking about him when all these shows start coming out in October.
Yeah, we'll see.
But yeah, they've proved with Black Lightning that they could do darker and more serious.
Yeah.
So, but without being like totally moody and overwhelming. And yeah, I'm the Swamp Thing show, you know, James Wan apparently had a big hand in like getting this. At least the gears moving.
Oh,
he's
nice.
Not going to be directing it anymore. But yeah, I really good. I'm excited for it.
Yeah,
it's probably the one that's going to get me to spend my money. But we need to do secret is just like pull our money and share passwords.
That's actually not.
Don't share passwords, friends. That's illegal
that.
And unfair. But I would understand if poor people did that. Yes,
yeah.
Or if people donated to the podcast so I could just pay for it.
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
Whatever.
And for $20 a month, you can have my password.
That would be funny.
Sort of kidding. All right. And then the last thing to talk about, I always try to put this at the top of the podcast or the bottom of the podcast. We need to do a little bit of tribute time.
Yeah.
There are so many comic artists there. Me and Blue talked about Marv Wolfman, how sad it was that there just was nobody there paying attention to him. And recently, in the last month or so, we did lose some big names.
Mm-hmm.
Gary Friedrich.
Yep.
Co-creator of Ghost Rider.
That's right.
And then Mary Severin, legendary comic artist, colorist, and pioneer. Both of them passed away. And we just tip our hats.
Tip our hats.
Tip our hats to these people who are gone.
Yeah.
And hopefully they were surrounded by loved ones and family and everything's good. But yeah, if you enjoy Ghost Rider, Gary Friedrich, that's a big thank you for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Ghost Rider is such like a crazy image. As a kid, I just loved him. Just so good.
Like every single time you saw him on that bike, it's just like, oh man, this guy is going to wreck somebody's face.
Well, we just saw him tonight playing Marvel Munchkin, you know, like. Cards where you're like, oh, I love that game so much. But yeah, yeah, it's just really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good. You know, Son of Satan, Monster Frankenstein, really lots of great stuff. Sergeant Fury and his Howling Commandos, he did work on that. Gone too fast, you know, it just isn't fair. Everything that lives and breathes has to die. And unfortunately, yeah. But he scripted like first appearance of Steve Ditko's Blue Beetle.
You know what I mean? Yep.
Oh, he just had a really, really good life. And thank you, sir.
Yep.
Thank you for everything. Marie Severin, I mean, we got to do our due diligence. Inducted into the Will Eisner Comics Hall of Fame. Straight. Yes, indeed. Penciler. Inker, colorist. I mean, if you want to go to the worst of Eck, like she worked on so many things. Drew stories for Submariner, drew stories for Hulk, covers and interiors for Iron Man, Conan the Barbarian, Cole the Conqueror, The Cat, Daredevil. And if you work on Daredevil, you will always have my love. Co-created Howard the Duck villain, Dr. Bong.
Correct.
Come on. Created Dr. Bong. Provided art for Spider-Man and Hulk toilet paper.
Yep.
Friends, you may have one point been wiping your patootie with stuff created by Marie Severin. She worked in the Marvel Special Projects division. She also drew Fraggle Rock, Muppet Baby comics.
Yep.
I mean, just really amazing. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, she passed away. She had a stroke in 2007, and I'm sure that was not easy. But I mean, she made it 11 more years.
Yeah.
So way to go.
Yep.
Way to go. And I like to either at the beginning or the end. Like if we lose these artists, and I'm doing my job right, and actually noticing that they're passed from this great world. I like to talk about them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a bummer, but your Swamp Thing looks amazing. You should take a picture and put it up on Laugh It Up Fuzzballs and be like, yes, I did draw this. And then Justin has been working on All Might this entire time, and it looks beautiful as well. Maybe he'll be putting it on his Instagram. Speaking of, Instagram, JrGray01, JrGray01. If you want to look up his stuff on Instagram or see how much he loves his daughter, because he posts lots of pictures of her as well.
More so than pictures.
Yeah. More pictures of her than his art, but we'll work on it. Blue Wolf D, that's Blue just Wolf the letter D, on the Instagram for
You'll definitely
for
Blue. See this one on there that I've been working on. This one came out. I'm actually pretty happy with this one.
It's really nice. Yeah. My Twitter and Instagram, @WookieRiot. Also, laughitupfuzzball.net. That's the website where all of these get hosted. The Laugh It Up Fuzzballs Facebook group is really, really fun. There has been a lot more talking on it lately. Always makes me really happy when there's lots of talking. You get, of course, Danny, our media correspondent, at least posts in every other day. Blue post stuff, I post stuff.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kyle who's been posting stuff. Hey, if there's something you want to throw up there, feel free. Join the group. It's really easy. You ask to join, we say yes. Yeah, it is a closed group, but that's just so it's not crazy and we don't end up people that we don't know. At least it needs to be somebody that listens to the podcast.
So exactly.
If they're going to be awful, at least I can talk on the podcast and be like, you're awful! Stop being awful! And just don't be a pedophile. That's our only discriminator as of now.
As of now.
And, this has been fun. What else? Laugh It Up Fuzzball podcast @gmail.com. And I think that's all things. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, all the places you can find podcasts, you can find this goodness.
Yep.
Yeah. And thanks for recording, friends.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I need.
Thank you for always being here with us. Like, it's always super fun.
Yeah, I need to get home because I gotta wake up early in the morning.
Yeah.
Do stuff for the birth diversary for Heather.
Yeah.
I'm sure probably around like midnight, I'm gonna get a sweet message from her
saying
that it's the anniversary and how much she loves me, and I am the lucky one. I am indeed. Yeah, Justin's like, you are.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut up, Nappy Bear. I'm just kidding.
We're taking a nap now.
Okay, cool. All right, friends. Well, I'm going to get going and save this and hit the road so I can get some sleep. And hopefully I have a fun birthday celebration, anniversary celebration. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Although when you guys are hearing this, it'll be the week. So I hope you have a great week.
Yep.
And then the weekend after that is really, really good.
Yes.
And if you draw, draw. If you want a podcast, podcast. If you want to be on an episode and you live close, let me know. We can figure it out. If you want, I might be thinking about trying the Skype thing. Maybe getting Bettina Busiello on here.
Yeah.
Maybe getting the artist of Handyman. Or maybe I could even get somebody famous on. Maybe someday. We'll see. Someday out there, my podcast will be legit. Then I won't have to beg for money from my mom when it's time to renew the website. All right.
Oh,
I think that's it.
That's beautiful, man.
But even though I know how very far apart we are,
one of my favorite songs in the world.
It's a really good song. I love it a lot, actually. And Christopher Robin, really good. It'll tug at your heartstrings. And, yeah, if you do the creative things, do the creative things. And know that we respect you. We care about you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, love's too early. I don't know you that well. But if I love you, hey, I love you.
Take
but you know
dinner
what?
First.
Love to love you. Now it's getting all musical. It's like, always count on me trying to sing a song. All right, friends. We're going to get going. Any final words, Justin?
No.
No? Wow, that was anticlimactic.
Sorry.
Come on. Last words. Something cool. Favorite quote from a comic book. Nick Cage impersonation.
See you later, guys. Rage Cage out.
All right, there we go. Blue, final words.
Hey, guys. Take care of each other. It's a jungle out there.
It is. It is a jungle out there. But in the jungles of life, you've got podcasts like Laugh It Up Fuzzball to listen to. And thanks. Thanks for being classy. Thanks for stopping by. Like I already said, to be excellent to each other, party on, do things. So you know what? All we get is this moment in this life, and thank you for spending over an hour and 15 minutes listening to us knuckleheads talk about the news. And I'm caught up, and maybe there'll be comics and TV coming soon in a bonus episode, or another episode, or maybe there'll be more guest episodes, or we don't know. Maybe, baby.
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe, baby.
Toodaloo, TTFN. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right. This is the point where I pretend I stopped the podcast and I always wait for something hilarious to be said.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I really got to pee again.
Okay, cool. That works.
I've
yeah.
got some time.
All right.
To eat, motherfucker.
We are still recording. All right. No, it's an explicit podcast. It's fine. All right. Bye, friends. I just like that moment. It makes me happy.